Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 21st, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know, to be in the know. The East Wing of the White House is under construction as crews begin building President Donald Trump's new $250 million ballroom. On Monday, large portions of the East Wing's facade were torn down as part of what Trump calls a full modernization. The president says the ballroom, privately funded by generous patriots, will host up to 900 guests for state events. Critics, including the Society of Architectural Historians, warn the project bypassed standard preservation reviews. Former National Park Service historian Robert Sutton called the process inappropriate for a building of such significance. The White House insists the addition will preserve the structure's historic character. Another news. The chess world is mourning the sudden death of American grandmaster Daniel Naroditsky, who passed away just shy of his 30th birthday. Known to fans online as Danya, he built a massive following through YouTube and Twitch, teaching and streaming to hundreds of thousands. Tributes poured in from players worldwide, with US star Hikaru Nakamura calling his death a massive loss for chess. Naroditsky, who began playing at 6, rose to fame after winning the World Youth Championship in 2007 and later became one of the youngest published chess authors. The cause of death has not been released. He was widely regarded as a bridge between traditional and digital chess culture. Around the world, Japan has elected Sanae Takaichi as its first female prime minister, marking a historic moment in the country's politics. The 64-year-old conservative leader of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party secured a strong majority in Parliament Tuesday. Known for her admiration of Margaret Thatcher and close ties to the late Shinzo Abe, Takaichi faces a nation burdened by rising prices and political fatigue. Critics say her traditional views on social issues may limit progress on gender equality, even as supporters hail her win as a breakthrough. Her first major test comes next week, a meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump to navigate trade and defense tensions. Another news, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has begun serving a 5-year prison sentence after being convicted of conspiring to fund his 2007 campaign with money from Libya's Muammar Gaddafi. It's the first time a French ex-president has gone to jail since World War II. Sarkozy entered Paris's La Santé prison on Monday, where he'll serve his term in isolation. He maintains his innocence, calling his conviction a humiliation for France, and vowing that truth will prevail. Supporters, including his wife Carla Bruni, gathered outside their home as he departed. President Emmanuel Macron said he would not comment on the case, but acknowledged the human difficulty of the moment. Another news. Bolivia has turned a political page, electing centrist Rodrigo Paz as president in Sunday's runoff election. Paz defeated conservative Jorge Quiroga with 54.5% of the vote, ending nearly 2 decades of socialist rule under the Movement to Socialism Party. The 58-year-old senator from the Christian Democratic Party inherits a struggling economy amid the country's worst financial crisis in a generation. While Paz's victory signals a shift toward moderation, his party lacks a majority in Congress, meaning coalition building will be essential to govern. He takes office on November 8th, pledging unity and a return to institutional balance in Bolivia's democracy. Now you know and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.